government deals with $60 billion in Medicaid fraud every year. That's the number used by Attorney General Eric Holder to describe the current level of improper payments. A Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee wants to know what can be done to stop overpaying for health programs. A GAO report called out Health and Human Services for being late with fraud detection systems. Peter Budetti is the Deputy Administrator and Director for Program Integrity at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He told the committee that zeroing in on improper payments involves looking at levels of risk and working with law enforcement.
First of all, we get a risk score that covers a very wide range. So we're taking the very top, the most egregious ones. We're looking at them, first of all, to see whether or not they're already under law enforcement investigation of some kind. We don't want to interfere unnecessarily with a law enforcement investigation if there's one underway. And then the others we're looking at very carefully to start cutting off payments very soon. I'm not going to give you an exact date because we're going through this process for the first time. We're going through it in a responsive and responsible way. But we are set up for doing this, and we will have the system integrated and automated into the claims processing system over the course of the next year. But at the moment, we're going to do it ourselves, taking the time to make sure that we're not interrupting claims payments that shouldn't be interrupted.
Budetti says he's happy with the technology systems in place now. He says these systems are helping the government move quicker to detect fraud.
What took us months, 2 years ago, to construct the actual software package and apply it to a hospital's set of compliance issues, we can now do in about 20 minutes. We've started a series of audits already looking at up to 28 different risk areas in a hospital system by pulling samples of claims and then going back to that hospital, identifying those compliance issues and allowing them to not only repay the money owed to our program, but take a closer look at their internal controls so that when we come back in a year or two, we hope to have found corrective action so we don't need to keep repeating the pay and chase. As exemplified by the Medicare Fraud Strike Force data is combined with field intelligence to enable us to identify fraud schemes and trends more quickly. This data-driven approach pinpoints fraud hotspots, identifies suspicious billing patterns, and targets criminal behavior as it occurs.
Senator Claire McCaskill says she's glad CMS was able to use the commercial product to crack down on fraud.
I'm cynical about buying IT systems because it my experience in the Armed Services Committee and frankly dealing with other parts of government in contracting issues is that if we say we want somebody to do something, typically they say they're going to design a system. And it takes years and a lot more money than we thought it was originally going to take. And then ultimately, sometimes it doesn't even work like it's supposed to and it gets abandoned. And so it's interesting to me that you were able to essentially get an off-the-shelf product. I wish the rest of government would take note that we are way behind in terms of the integration of data and the systems that are available for analysis in government. And we use the excuse of siloed agencies and we want our own system and, well, we've already got this and it needs to talk to that. And way too often we are not specifying that we want something that's already been proven that, frankly, is off the shelf.
Senator McCaskill of Missouri there. By the end of the year, Mr. Budetti says CMS will have more than 500 personnel trained and ready to fight fraud. You